For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Eagle advocates and fans of a 24-hour live stream of two celebrity bald eagles are trying to stop a 4th of July fireworks show. They say the famous Eagles' new eaglets aren't old enough yet to face fireworks. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Visit Big Bear, the city's tourism office, is organizing the fireworks. They said in a statement they still plan to do the fireworks show that will be set off 2 miles from the Eagles' nest. But more than 14,000 people have signed a petition as a part of a last-ditch effort to stop the show. The petition organizers worry the loud booms will scare the birds and say the eaglets, who cannot fly yet, won't be able to leave the area. Friends of Big Bear Valley, that operates the live stream, is not involved with the petition but has similar concerns. The eaglets, Sandy and Luna, are close to fledging and could do so on or around July 4th. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in San Bernardino.
The suspect in this week's deadly shooting at a Northern California library in Chico appeared in court Thursday afternoon, but did not immediately enter a plea. North State Public Radio's Andre Bayek was at the hearing.
18-year-old Bradley Scott Sayer is charged with 2 counts of murder, along with firearm enhancements, in the deaths of 2 men at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library. In court, Sayer spoke only briefly, saying that's correct when acknowledging his name. He did not enter a plea today. His attorney said he first needs to review the evidence investigators have collected, a fairly common step early in a criminal case. During the hearing, Sayer also appeared to make what looked like an okay hand gesture at his waist. The gesture is widely used to mean approval, but in some online and extremist contexts, it's been used as a trolling and white power signal. The Butte County District Attorney's Office says it will seek life in prison without the possibility of parole, not the death penalty. Prosecutors cited Sayer's age, autism, and lack of a criminal record. Sayer is due back in court July 16th when he may enter a plea. He's being held in jail without bail. In Oroville, I'm Andre Bayek.
That was reporting from our California newsroom partner, North State Public Radio. Over 250,000 Californians will have medical debt abolished. From our California newsroom partner, LA, as Cato Hernandez reports.
The nonprofit Undo Medical Debt is wiping away over $500 million in medical bills. About half is going to people in Southern California. The money comes from SNAP CEO Evan Spiegel and his wife, Miranda Kerr. You can't apply for it. Instead, Undo buys the debts from participating groups and hospitals. To qualify, you must either be at or below 400% of the federal poverty level, which for a family of four caps out at $132,000. Or have medical debt that is 5% or more of your annual income. If your bill is picked, you'll get a letter in the mail starting in mid-July. Cato Hernandez, LAS News.
And a disclosure from our news partners, Evan Spiegel is a financial supporter of LAS. LAS says, like other funders, Spiegel has no influence on their news coverage. California voters will decide on 14 state ballot measures this November. That includes a controversial wealth tax on California billionaires that remains on the ballot after yesterday's deadline despite a flurry of negotiations. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
The crowded state ballot will include proposals to enact voter ID, limit local taxes, and grow California's rainy day fund. There's also 2 housing bonds and a measure that would exempt many developments from state environmental law. The legislature is asking voters to approve 2 changes to California election law, 1 measure to expand public financing in local races, and another to change the rules of governor recall elections. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati. KQED News.
KVCR is growing, and that's thanks to donations from members like you. But to continue contributing to our growing newsroom, donate now at 877-512-8843 or visit kvcr.org. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a great weekend.